Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Sometimes things get tough, when you feel like no choice is the good choice. The Germans have a word for it. Of course they do. Zugzwang, a compulsion move. It comes from chess, when the only remaining possible move for you will be of a detriment. We have many English, not equivalents, but ones that share the same sentiment, like being between a rock and a hard place. That actually comes from an adaptation of a much older story of Scylla and Charybdis from the 12th book in Homer's Odyssey, where Odysseus, in order to pass through the Strait of Messina, is faced with navigating between Scylla, a six-headed monster on the cliffs, and the cauldron of a whirlpool, Charybdis. Since then, we have a lot of different adaptations of that phrase.
Behind the eight ball.
Caught between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Between the hammer and the anvil.
In hot water.
Go out on a limb here.
In a tight spot.
Over a barrel.
Into a spot of bother.
Up the creek without a paddle.
Or quite simply,
you're going to be in big trouble, young man.
But Uncle William kicked off this concept for us with a really interesting phrase. Before, in a jam or Joseph Heller's iconic Catch-22, we had...
Looks like Hot Dog's got himself in a bit of a pickle, I said. A pickle indeed.
Long before that, Uncle William coined the phrase in his magical island saga, The Tempest. We use it now almost exclusively as reference to being in a tight spot, but in the play, it has a double meaning, which draws on its intoxicating origins. After a storm at sea, King Alonso's butler, Stefano, and his jester, Trinculo, are thrown onto the shores of an island, having only survived by desperately clinging to a barrel of wine and having been partaking of its contents.
Is not this Stefano, my drunken butler?
He is drunk now. Where had he wine?
And Trinculo is reeling ripe. Where should they find this grand liquor that hath gilded him? How camest thou in this pickle?
Oh. I have been in such a pickle since I saw you last, that I fear me will never out of my bones.
This is one of my absolute favorites. There's something kind of cute about the phrase that belies its usage. Maybe because it was a nickname that was used on me, and all the other bartenders, by a lovely old patron Marjorie at the pub I worked at in North London. The word is actually Dutch, or some say German, in origin, where the word pickle was attributed to the pleasingly sharp taste or appetizing flavor attributed to vegetables preserved in spiced and salted vinegar that would accompany meat dishes. This level of preservation is also referred to by Trinculo, as he says, being so pickled with alcohol, his body will not decay, as it will be protected from decomposing. Another interesting fact that preceded Uncle Will's usage that also involved a naval excursion is that when Christopher Columbus set out on his famous voyage for the New World in 1492, not wanting to find himself in a pickle on the journey, gave his sailors, you guessed it, pickles to keep scurvy at bay. And also, in September of 2000, the Philadelphia Eagles played the Dallas Cowboys in sweltering 109-degree Texas heat and credited their staggering win of 41-14 down to the team downing copious amounts of pickle juice. Though we still use being pickled for being drunk, or more specifically, a drunkard, many other phrases and words have eclipsed it. Hammered, wasted, sozzled, sloshed. But pickle, or being in a pickle, is now mostly used for being in a tight spot. Which, ironically, could arise from making some poor life choices as a result of being pickled. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.